Have you ever struggled with courage to go to confession? Maybe you've put it off for years, or you know someone who has. Well, today's story is about a man who, like many of us, let pride and indifference keep him away from the sacrament for decades, until Padre Pio stepped in. Stay tuned to hear this amazing story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. A heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your unwavering support makes these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member, we invite you to join today and receive special spiritual and material benefits. Most importantly, regular masses offered for your intentions. As Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than after death." You'll also be a part of a prayerful community, bringing comfort and strength to you and your loved ones. Click the link below to join this blessed mission under Padre Pio's protection. And now let's move on to today's story. Today's story comes from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. It's about a young man's first encounter with Padre Pio, an encounter that didn't go as he expected. But what's truly amazing is how, decades later, even after Padre Pio's death, this man realized he was never forgotten by the saint. This story is a powerful reminder of how deeply Padre Pio cared for the souls entrusted to him. Let's dive right in. The testimony begins in 1950, when this man, only 19 years old at the time, went to San Giovanni Rotondo. His trip was fueled not by devotion, but by curiosity. He simply wanted to see the monk everybody was talking about. Determined to observe Padre Pio throughout the day, he woke up early to attend Padre Pio's 5 a.m. Mass. He even signed up for confession, waiting patiently in the long queue. Now, for those who didn't know, by the early 1950s, the number of faithful coming to confess to Padre Pio was so overwhelming that a numbering system was introduced, likely to avoid countless disputes over who was next. Imagine the chaos without it. But let's continue. When his turn finally came, he entered the confessional, but with a completely wrong attitude. He was unprepared and lacked even a shred of sincerity. He knelt down, but before he even opened his mouth, Padre Pio shouted, "Go away!" He realized that Padre Pio had seen right through him, but instead of reflecting on his behavior, he brushed it off and didn't return to the confessional for 44 years. Over the decades, this man worked as a wool salesman, frequently passing through Foggia, a town close to Padre Pio. Yet, he never felt the urge to go back to San Giovanni Rotondo. Fast forward to the 1990s, nearly 40 years after the incident. Out of nowhere, the man began to think about Padre Pio. He recalls waking up repeatedly, hearing the saint's voice saying, "Go away." He testifies that this had become a torment for him. But although unsettling, these experiences stirred something in his soul. He began to feel an urge to go to confession. However, he did nothing about it. Another 4 years passed before he finally decided to confess. But after decades away from the church, he didn't know how to make a good confession. How could he possibly remember all his sins? So he did the only thing he could think of. He wrote down a summary of his life's sins and confessed them to the best of his ability. However, even after receiving absolution, he still did not feel at peace. Sometime later, he attended a conference about Padre Pio's spirituality, where he met a Capuchin friar who had lived with Padre Pio. With this friar's guidance, he carefully examined his entire life and prepared for what is known as a whole life confession. Finally, he found peace. And with that, we conclude today's story. Though this man was turned away at first, Padre Pio's rebuke was not an abandonment. It was an act of tough love, a wake-up call to the seriousness of the sacrament. This story is a reminder that no matter how long we've been away, no matter how unworthy we may feel, God is always waiting for us with open arms. So, if it's been a while since your last confession, don't let fear or shame hold you back. Lent is the perfect time to return to this sacrament, especially with Easter just a month away. Remember, one of the precepts of the Church is our Easter duty, which calls us to receive the Eucharist at least once a year during Easter season. This period extends from the first Sunday of Lent to Trinity Sunday. But to worthily receive the Eucharist, we must first be in a state of grace. So, let's pray for the courage to approach the sacrament of confession with sincerity, trusting that God's mercy is infinitely greater than any sin we may carry. Padre Pio, pray for us. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.